wait no longer and welcome to the Patreon Personal Podcast. I am your host, Joseph, and alongside me, the greatest co-host whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
Fan-freaking-tastic. How are you today, sir? Happy February. February 1st. We're here.
I love the enthusiasm, first and foremost. That's amazing. Before we begin, I want to thank our patrons at the Silver Plus tier. I want to thank Daniel Welsh. I want to thank Ray Martinez. I want to thank JB himself. Thank you all so much for supporting us at this level and being a part of the first ever personal Patreon podcast. It really does mean the world to me and Kyle. And with that said, let's get this one out of the way. Because this is a personal podcast, we're letting you in even deeper than anyone else. That's what he or she said, or they said.
Oh.
So it's kind of sexy. This is our second take at this, because we re-recorded the first time totally fine. And I don't know what it's been, because like the last two podcasts on YouTube, we weren't able to put our lovely faces on there because there'll be a weird OBS glitch and like my voice wouldn't pop up or get distorted, and I can't just simply overlay the usual audio that we do have over your OBS. It's just a mess. And so we're done recording this, and then I noticed my mic wasn't working. So that was embarrassing. But I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting us at this tier, because it means the world. You know, the soft launch happened back in October, right? Where we understood, and you all as well, where, you know, we knew there was going to be bumps in the road. We just didn't know how many. And so when it came like 2 weeks after the PC blew up, I had to try to figure out a quick fix to save this PC. I ended up having to replace it with a new one, and that just sucked awfully. Yeah. You know, and then I got sick a week afterwards. Like I thought I died. Maybe I was the one with the coronavirus. Oh. And then finals week. And so you all have kind of like stuck with it through thick and through thin. So I want to thank you all, especially Daniel Welsh, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for the understanding as we get back on track here, delivering you the Patreon stuff as promised. So Hi everybody.
Hi.
What's up? Hey. Kyle.
Yes.
What's up with you, man? What have you been up to?
Oh, nothing. Just trying to. Yeah. I'm kind of happy that we don't have a whole lot of new releases coming out in the next couple of weeks, just so I can like tackle some games that I've been meaning to play for a while. Like I didn't get to mention it on last week's Trophy Room just because we had a guest talking about Doom and whatnot. Yeah. But I platinum Days Gone. I have platinum Uncharted The Lost Legacy, which we'll get
shit.
Into.
You platinum Days Gone?
Hell yeah, dude. Welcome to 5 seconds ago.
It registered in my brain.
Yeah. it was fun. Like Days Gone is 100% a tale of you can see the struggle of the development cycle in that game. And I realized that once I was like 2/3 of the way in, just because the first couple camps you go to, it seems like you have choices to make, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think one of the earlier ones is, which camp do you give the drugs to?
Yeah.
After that one, the choice is gone. So I find it weird that they had that in there. And then when you hit the third camp, Iron Mike's, that is where the story is in a linear way. You are all in on all these characters. Like,
very weird. They wanted to do way too much.
Yes.
And I feel like if it just started with Iron Mike and they took that the first few hours out and then just told this linear tale of like this guy who lost his wife, who is still believes she's out there, still believes she's alive, way better.
Yeah.
Way better than how it starts.
I would have even taken the other two camps as like, that is where all your side missions are. So you can build reputation with them by doing that, which makes sense at the end of the game. I won't spoil for anybody, but like,
no, that would then make total sense. And then it's kind of like a Pride Rock situation.
Yep.
Like that's, that would be fucking literal too, because it's kind of like a Pride Rock.
And like, the thing I was surprised with the platinum, like the trophies are super easy to do for the most part.
They are. They're doable. But I looked at them. I was just like, oh, this is
the stuff that they've added, like play it on Survivor Plus difficulty. I will never, ever do that.
Never in my life.
But I'm surprised, like, take out all the hordes was not a trophy.
Me too.
So I thought I was going through them. I had maybe 8 left.
Yeah.
And then I realized it wasn't a trophy. I was like, all right, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's right, fun and all, but, like, once you take out one horde, you've taken them all out.
Right. I mean, so, like, what I would want out of a Days Gone sequel is just, hey, don't introduce anything fucking new. Just get this formula right.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, like, the hordes are scary, they're always remaining scary, and the things that make them different is the environments that they're in, so that you can manipulate the environment to get ahead. Like, that would be way, way more interesting.
Yeah.
And have a more linear story path.
Yeah.
I think that would be a-okay in my
book. Like, sawmill horde from the E3 demo?
Yeah, give us more of that.
Holy crap. That is the hardest horde in the game. I died plenty of times. I died
like 4 or 5 times.
So when I was at that part of the game, I was out of gas on my bike.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fast travel to the nearby camp to get more ammo. So I had to walk to Iron Mike's.
Damn.
And then refill and then go back because I was out of everything. And then I had to go throughout the world to find all this materials so I can get the new Molotov recipe because that works wonders against the freakers. It took me like an hour to restock and find all the things that I needed, and then I went in and I looked up a video of somebody doing it. I was like, oh, you can totally cheese this. just throw a tractor bombs, they all go to one pile, then throw a Molotov and then repeat. Like, it was,
oh dude, I was, yeah, I had a lot of fun with that game.
Yeah,
but I'm,
it's
also
a fun
on
game
the,
it's a it fun is. game.
I'm also on the path of platinuming The Lost Legacy.
Yeah.
Because that's our Road to Greatness game this month. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know, we're doing the Road to Greatness. We're rebooting it so that it's 1 or 2 episodes rather than a whole series where it's just a deep dive conversation as to why we love a certain game.
I believe most games will probably be just one episode. But I feel like once we get to like Cyberpunk, we might want to probably separate that out.
Yeah. And even Dreams, which we'll talk about in a second. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do Uncharted. That should be out within the first or second week of February. Or we're in the first week, right?
Yes.
So it'll be out in the second week of February. And then we're going to do Dreams as well, me and Kyle. And then what we're going to do for games that, let's just say, I'm not into Final Fantasy VII, theoretically, I will be buying it. Kyle will bring on a guest and they'll discuss a game. So I will be discussing with Luke Lore and Fiona McKinnon Darksiders Genesis, because I'm very excited about that game. Mm-hmm. And like talking about, you know, we're in a kind of like just a mellow mood for game releases. I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
Because at when I was saying this in the first recording, is Joseph's financial situation very tight because of this, unfortunately, one of the situations over the winter break was this hernia, umbilical hernia, very discomforting, hurts very bad. Mm-hmm. And so I had to do a couple more medical hoops until I could get that situated. And in the meantime, I can't work at all. And it sucks. I only got this internship and that's it. So it's great in the sense of, okay, there's nothing I'm, you know, fear missing out on, but it sucks because I'm just home. And you can only play so much PlayStation until you're just like, okay, let me go outside. You know?
Let me see my family. Let me see what's going on.
What are they doing? What are they fed up?
You know what? I haven't eaten in probably 16 hours. Let me go eat like a piece of bread. Let me get back
a piece of bread. Yeah.
That's it.
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm very excited for the Road to Greatness
line. I am too.
It's something that I'm pretty ecstatic about. I'm pretty pumped for because it is a project that is all about passion. And I think that's what sells the trophy room so well is that, like, you all know that this isn't bullshit. Mm-hmm. You all know that we're passionate about PlayStation, but we're also passionate, of course, about games because that's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's awesome. It's really special. And
yeah.
With that, Kyle.
With that, Joe.
I got a question for you.
I might have an answer.
Fantasy League.
Yeah, what about it?
How's that shaping up?
I love it. I have a great time. I'm in like 3 or 4 of them.
You're in 3 or 4 of them?
A lot of people wanted to play and everyone didn't want to. I'm not saying not everyone wanted to take the lead, but I've done it before. So I'm like the league manager on all of them, I guess.
Really?
We have our own personal one.
Responsibility.
Yeah. We have our own personal one, which is great. Mm-hmm. We have one with the, obviously, the community here, Trophy Room. I got a Kinda NYC one. Actually, you know what? Maybe I only have three. But, like, either way, last week I was able to pick up the unannounced Batman game for $1 in every single league. And I am super excited.
Really?
Excited about that one.
Oh, my God. Do you really think it's going to come out 2020?
I do. I really do, Joe.
Do you think it's a launch title?
I do. A launch title, if it's the case where it's a launch window game, I might be screwed because it could be a February 2021 thing. But, like, you can't tease it. It's been years in the making. I just feel like it's got to come out this year.
Okay.
I feel, because if it doesn't, especially when it comes to PlayStation, the closer it is to Spider-Man 2 is not going to be a good look, I think.
Yeah.
I think it needs to come out now after Spider-Man's been gone now for a year or two.
So here's a question. Is it cross-gen? Is this a cross-gen game?
I think so.
Okay. And now, okay, and who do you think's making it?
It's WB Montreal.
Montreal. That's not Rocksteady, right?
No. Rocksteady is still a huge unknown.
So they made Origins.
They did. They made Origins, yes, which I loved. Origins is good.
Okay.
Oh,
you heard it here first, folks.
Don't give it that look there. How dare you?
Hey, listen.
The multiplayer was weird. That had a multiplayer.
There was
mode.
A multiplayer in that game?
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't play it too much.
So here's the thing with me with the Batman games. I suck at them. They're probably the only games I'm not good at. So I give up midway through, and then I go downstairs, and my brother's playing it. Because that's like one of the few games he plays. And he's one of the few games he's actually phenomenal at. So I'll just sit back and I'll watch him. And I'll just like, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
So this is great. And then that's how I have my fun.
Yeah.
But you know what's not fun?
Warcraft 3.
All these Warcraft 3. Shout out to Cold Taters, who's in the Trophy Room Fantasy League, who might be running away with it with the review scores of Warcraft 3.
Because he counterpicked it. So if the game gets below 70, he gets positive points for every point below 70 it is. And right now, unprecedented, Warcraft 3, it's only user scores, so take it with a grain of salt, is currently sitting at a 0.8. That is not a 1.8. It's not an 8.8. It is a 0.8.
God help us all.
It is. That is... And impressive.
Who has Warcraft 3 on ours?
Gargle Flumpian. Mesh. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Sorry, ooh, Gargle.
Boy. Sorry, man.
You got the rough end of the stick of that one. That
I mean, how do you feel about it, though?
So, like,
you are the Warcraft fan amongst us, so.
Listen, I know a thing or two about a Light Forge. I know a thing or two about a Lightbringer. I know a thing or two about the forests of Lordaeron whispering certain people's names, okay? I may know about the Earthbinder. I'm thinking of other, like, heavy hitters.
I have
Sylvanas Windrunner. the former ranger of Silvermoon, you know? I may know a thing or two about Arthas Minotaur.
Power Rangers are in Warcraft? What was that about a ranger? Silver Ranger?
Okay. Let's get real nerdy for a second. Do you want to know my favorite faction in Warcraft?
I feel like you're going to tell me anyway, so go for it.
A lot of people think it's the Horde, because I love the Horde. That's the only side I play on. But in Warcraft 3 and Warcraft 2, there is something called the Grand Alliance. And the Grand Alliance was fucking dope. It was mostly humans, high elves, and dwarves. And they just fucked shit up. And they were awesome. And then Warcraft 3 comes in. It's the height of the Grand Alliance where all the human kingdoms are banded together. Arthas is trying to stop, I forget the Demon Lord's name, but he goes mad halfway through. He finds Frostmourne, lifts it up, becomes the Lich King, and then kills his papa. It's one of the coolest lines ever, too, because he walks into the throne, and his dad's like, "My boy, what are you doing?" And then he's like, "Succeeding you." And then, stabbed him right in the chest. Bam, just like that, the kingdom of Lordaeron, just in disarray. It's all types of fucked up. And then that became the Undercity, which was the capital of the undead, the Forsaken. leader of which, Sylvanas, she was the Banshee Queen because she broke free of the Lich King's will.
I'm overwhelmed with names.
Yeah. But you can't say Sylvanas is hot because she's undead. But she's kind of
hot. You can't?
You can't. But you know what? That doesn't stop Blizzard from giving her like midriffs and all that shit, you know?
And like so, armor, but armor is not really protecting all the vital parts of the person.
It's just giving her ample support where she needs it the most.
It's like the is it Ivy from Soul Calibur?
I have no idea.
Basically fighting in lingerie. Like, there's no armor there.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, they made... Okay, so, like, in the last expansion, they desexified her. Okay. So it's not so much about the male gaze. So they gave her a fucking corset. So that's a start. Oh, uh-huh. That's a start in Blizzard Land. But don't worry. Like, every chick in Blizzard Land is rocking, like, triple D.
Oh, God.
It is super over-sexualized, like, all the time. But hey, listen, it's neither here nor there. It was made in the 90s, you know, product of its age. When you're famous, they let you do it. So, Warcraft 3 Reforged. It sucks, apparently. Because they promised fans that it would be this 100% rework from the ground up. Like, not just new, you know, a slab of polish, but like new cutscenes. And there's one where it's the Culling of Stravaholm, where Arthas is just like, the city's sick with the plague. Well, we're just going to kill them all. And then Uther the Lightbringer is like, Arthas, that's fucked up. You can't kill everybody. Like, there's some people not sick. And he's just like, city must be purged. They were taught, like, that's supposed to be a huge cutscene, but instead it's just literally Warcraft 3, but a slap of shiny coat on it, like paint on it. So, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point where I kind of just want a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just like, hey, just, this thing obviously needs more time.
Yeah. In that lost first try at this episode.
Yeah.
You mentioned how you don't want to even open it up to tarnish your love for the original.
Exactly. And it's just like the way they even put it out of just like I didn't know. I'm a huge fan. And they're just like, January 28th. All right. And then I totally forgot about it. So I think they knew this thing was a bit of a stinker. But I didn't. I don't think they thought it was going to be this big.
Yeah.
It just worries me, man. Blizzard ain't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Activision. Which is like gets me in business head mode of like, how did that work? How was Activision able to buy out Blizzard from Vivendi? Why can't Blizzard buy themselves out of Activision? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some lawyer will probably legally eagles on it. He'll tell me all about it. But like, that just sucks. But you know what? This is a PlayStation podcast, Kyle. How dare you cough? I'm gonna leave it in there so people know.
You always do. I found out what a month and a half ago. Like when I was sick and coughing all the time, and I edited out all my coughs on the audio version. I was like, oh yeah, make sure you put this in the video version. It's like, oh, I don't do that. It's like, wait, what? So the video version like, on YouTube has my coughing in it?
Yeah. And what? I go, oh, we never get complaints. And then that week we got a complaint. I was like, oh, okay. Well, because the problem is, like, right now, since we got the new computer, again, personal podcast, we're letting you in.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to reconfigure OBS. We used to have it where we record locally because that file is always going to sound the best. And then I would put that local audio over our video. Uh-huh. But for some reason, the local audio isn't syncing with the video. And so I can't edit it twice.
Mm.
And I couldn't figure that out because before I had, you know, I had school and all that shit. So I just couldn't do it. But now I'm going to take the weekend. I'm going to try to figure things out as OBS. The reason why our first recording didn't happen well is it's just really messing up. And it gets me a little bummed.
Yeah.
It gets me a little bummed. But
we'll work on it.
Yeah. Oh, we'll work on it. Absolutely. But with that, Kyle, before we go, PlayStation 5, do you think it's coming out February?
Coming out February? You mean the reveal event?
The reveal.
Whoa, yeah, that would be bonkers. PlayStation 5's out next week. Whoa.
Get a third job. Question for you. Because I got bamboozled. You got bamboozled for a second. There was like a, what is it? Like a troll
account. It was like a parody account, but they didn't do it for like jokes, they actually tried to fool as many people as possible. And what it was, the PlayStation logo. It was the handle was at PlayStation. There's no I at the end of PlayStation. So if you're just glancing at it, it looked good. The image of the February event, the reveal event, looked legit. And then when you click on the account and notice it has like 102 followers and there's no check mark, I was like, how dare you? And then when you really look at the Twitter handle, there is no I. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's honestly, because like there's one that's like Nintendo. Yeah. And like you, it's noticeable. But like for this PlayStation one, Mr. Moody put it out in the Discord. And I was just like, I don't need to check this. Mr. Moody would never lie to me.
Yeah.
He fucking lied. And and then like immediately 2 minutes later, he's like, oh wait, I think it's fake. And I put it out, I'm like, no, it's the official PlayStation. Yeah. What do you mean? And then yeah, they tricked everybody with dyslexia that day, myself included.
Yeah.
And I look like a goddamn fool.
I was with you. I saw that and I got super excited because I think they said like February 15th.
Yeah.
Which is actually like when we were having our next kind of NYC thing in the city. It's like, oh, great. I'm already in the city. Like we can just go after Sonic and just go and see this PlayStation thing.
Oh, just don't see Sonic.
Joe, I want to see it to see how bad it is.
That's what everybody did with Venom. That's what everybody did.
Yo, now Sony won't let Venom.
Spider-Man go.
Venom it's has bad. Some moments, man.
It has moments. They're not good moments. We're going to have a fight here.
We can, you know what? Let's have that be an ongoing thing. The last 2 minutes of every personal podcast, we just fight about Venom.
It's bad. It's awful. The lobster scene. I could go on. His girlfriend's weird wig. I mean,
on my planet, I was a loser too.
That line was in that movie. I'm staying here. Why are you staying here? Because on my planet, I was like you, a loser. Like, what, Venom? You do all this cool. God, fuck that movie. Do you think it's coming out, like, or being revealed in February sometime in?
Be real with me. I'm losing faith that it will at this point. I don't know if they'll have a full on reveal event, like Mark Cerny's on stage talking about the system, whatever. I think it might just be a state of play at this point. Like a video, maybe a little bit of a longer state of play, but I think that's probably what it will end up being.
Okay. I want you to put your thinking cap on for this. I have a theory.
Why do you think I wear hats all the time? It's always on.
Ooh, you're always thinking. Always I get it. Thinking. What if it is the 5th?
So, like, in 4 days from now, the 5th?
Yeah, that was a long pause, guys.
Okay.
Because here's what I'm thinking. Do you know a man by the name of Greg Miller?
Greg Miller? Yeah, I know him.
Okay, yeah. He's a small, up-and-coming guy. Yeah. He does PlayStation stuff from time to time. He was supposed to have a podcast with Ryan McCaffrey. A games cast with him.
Yeah.
Right? All of a sudden, about Xbox of all things.
I think they did, though.
Did they have it?
I believe they already did.
Well, here's the thing. I watched that episode.
Yeah.
Greg isn't there.
Okay.
Where is Greg?
Well, he doesn't know Xbox, so that's why he's not on it.
But no. Ryan McCaffrey straight up tweeted, I'll be with the great Greg Miller. He's like, and he made it like Greg Miller versus Ryan McCaffrey.
Wow.
And where's Greg?
So we don't know. So you're saying in this timeline where they've already recorded the show, the reveal event has already happened and Greg has already gone there.
He's already played it and he's already going to give his impressions of it. That's where my head's at.
Okay.
Where it is a state of play. It will be, we'll get a warning on Monday. It'll be out on like Wednesday. And then there'll be select creators. And maybe it's even one of them's me. That have already played it. But are under NDA. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. I mean, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
It would be.
That's a lot to do in 100 hours. It's a lot to do.
Listen, dude. Can a guy dream?
Super Bowl is in tomorrow. Like, that's going to take up a lot of the time. You talk about commercial during the Super Bowl? Wait. Is that what we're talking about right now?
Is it going to happen, Kyle?
It very possibly could.
Night's a puppy. It could happen.
What'd you just say about puppy?
The night's a puppy. It's going to turn into a full dog.
Oh. Sure.
I'll tell you after the show what that okay. means. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, look, Xbox did it at, you know, Game Awards. Your PlayStation, you got fuck you money. You know Xbox is going to run the same commercial there.
It's very possible. I will freak out if I see it during the Super Bowl.
What if it also looks like a server? Do you think they're going to do a tower as well?
No.
No?
I think they like what the PS4 looks like. I think they're going to stick with that kind of design. Just make it sleeker.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what, Kyle? I'm going to end it there. I think that was good.
Yeah.
Second time's a charm. Everybody, again, yeah. I want to thank Daniel Welsh, Ray Martinez. I want to thank JB himself, everybody who supports us at the $15 level.
Yep.
Thank you. You all have been really holding up this Patreon, and I can't be any more humbled and any more thankful for all of you. Thank you all so freaking much. Kyle, any last words, sir? Because I know you got things to do.
Yeah, no, I echo everything Joe says. Yeah. This cannot happen without your support. And we love you so freaking much. And I can't wait for you to see where we're going to take this in the next couple months, because 2020 is a huge year for PlayStation. And we're going to continue to make you proud. And I'm excited to be here. Let's do it.
Dude, I'm so excited as well. You can expect these video podcasts each and every, I'm going to say, last week of every single month. Me and Kyle will sit down, have a chat. And if you all have questions, send them our way as well. We'll answer them on the show, make it more personalized for you. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. So with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody keep hunting, keep supporting, and keep playing PlayStation.